Yeah, they've done well. Would have been happy with a lot of the game. In some parts, you know, you're always looking for improvement, and we will have to look for improvement going into the final too. But for most of that game, I think our score taking, our execution was very, very good. And, you know, for a period of 20 minutes in the first half, I thought we played really, really well. And we shut the game out well in the second half, and I thought it was a good overall performance.
Is it fair to say that that game was over maybe by the end of the first quarter? Because you were 7-3 up heading into the 15 minutes. 10 minutes later, it was 12-3, and the damage was done at that stage?
Yeah, well, the game's never over. A goal can turn things around, and you know, we always keep pressing on, and you're always looking for the next score. That's where we look for 60 odd minutes, 64, 65 minutes, whatever it takes, and the lads know that. And you know, there's always lads ready to come off the bench too when if lads not performing or anyone picking up an injury. And that was the case again this evening. The strong players coming off that bench, so everyone's on their toes, and that's the way you have to have it.
And the second half, if Kevin were to be in with a shout of getting anything out of the game, it was them that would have needed the goal at the start of the second half, but it was all the way about. Kane Mulligan took it very well.
Yeah, finished it very, very well. And had another very good game, and we targeted we target every quarter, and it was a good all round performance. Thought maybe we got a bit sloppy at the end of the first half, and also maybe sloppy at the end of the second half when the game was over. But apart from that, there you'd have to be happy with the performance. We're in an Ulster final, Oisín. We haven't won anything yet, and there's a big price at the end of the day next Monday.
Yeah, a lot of players played very well tonight. Were effective. Lorcan Connors was effective tonight. He took his scores well. He ended up top scorer for you.
He did. Yeah, he kicked very, very well. And you know, he's been out injured, and that's his first opportunity getting back. So it's great to have players to get coming in, and he looked sharp there this evening, and that's good. That's good for us going forward. But we have a big couple of days ahead of us now in terms of preparation ahead of the Ulster final.
Yeah, and what's that preparation going to entail? Because there's a lot of men that have played a lot of football for you, Declan, particularly those in the senior ranks, and they've done okay tonight. So they did. There didn't seem to be any sort of issues there. Is it? You have to sort of manage these guys now ahead of this final.
Yeah, it's a bit managing. You know, different scenarios and different players. Some of them have played an awful lot of football. Some looked a wee bit tired there at times this evening, and we'll sit them down and we'll get a good recovery program in place, and we'll take it from there. But we've a lot of work to get done now, as I said, over the next 4 or 5 days to get ready for an Ulster final, and that's our target. And at the end today, as I say, there's no silver. We're here. We're waiting on Monday, hopefully, and put on another big 60 plus performance.
You mentioned at the start about you'd be looking for things that to improve on. We didn't see too many negatives there with Donegal's performance tonight. What in your eyes, what did you see was negative, or was there many there?
Well, listen, as I say, there's plenty of positives, but also I think, you know, at times, you know, when we did get ahead of them, as I said, towards the end of the first half, we just got a bit sloppy, and we gave them a couple of easy frees, and we dropped their discipline slightly. But we got that back in the second half, and I thought, as I said, we managed the game. The game management was good in the second half. We seen the game out, and but listen, we know it's a big task ahead of us for 60 minutes on Monday in an Ulster final, and there's nothing won. It's been two good performances now back to back against Tyrone and against Cavan, but we need a third one to get over the line and lift an Ulster title.